Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that you're doing very well today, and I hope that you have had a wonderful day. If you are a new listener here, thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate you, and I'm so glad that you found this podcast. It means so much to me that you are tuned in. You are in for a special treat. We have a lot of fun on this podcast. We talk about a lot of different topics. So I'm just excited for you to be here. And if you would, grab yourself a pen, paper, notebook. I'll tell you about the Listen and Learn journal in a little bit. And jot some notes down about some of the cool things that we talk about today, okay? Also, if you get a free moment, feel free to go back and listen to some of our previous episodes where we really go in depth on several different topics, okay? So again, thanks for joining us. I appreciate you. If you're a regular listener, thank you so much for returning. You know I appreciate you, and I am so glad that you are back. It lets me know that I am doing something right. You know the drill, and you know what to do. And like I said, I appreciate you as well. So let's go ahead and hop right in. It's been fun. This episode is actually going to be released a bit earlier. You know, normally we release at the end of each week or every other week, but I'm doing this midweek because I'm going to be taking a few days off, but I didn't want to leave you all without a podcast episode. So we have President's Day that's coming up, and a lot of people in my area that I'm in right now are going into winter break. So I thought we'd just take a little bit of time off, just chill out a little bit, and yeah, that's where we are. So, like I said, let's hop right in, okay? So, let me know how you all have been doing as well. You know, I always love to hear that. My kiddos and my social group, they're doing great. The children that I see one-on-one, they're doing great. The kids that I see in person, they're all doing great. And like I said, my virtual kiddos are doing well as well. So I hope that you are too. If I have never met you before or talked to you before, I hope you're doing well as well. And please know if you need anything I could do for you, have your parents reach out to me, okay? So I want to hop right in. We talked about morals and values last time we connected on the podcast, so our last episode, and I really wanted us to talk a little bit more about one of the elements of morals and values. You know, we talked about respect, sharing, honesty, compassion, hard work, kindness. I wanted us to focus in on honesty a little bit more, and then also compassion a little bit more, okay? Those two words are so important. You know, when you're compassionate for someone else, that means that you're really showing that you care for them, that you care deeply for them, okay? So with that being said, I wanted us to just really evaluate where we are. You to evaluate where you are with how compassionate you are for other people. At the same time, I want us to talk about honesty. So, in other words, not lying. In other words, telling the truth, okay? And again, both these topics we've talked about at some capacity in our podcast episodes, but I want us to dig a little bit deeper and talk about them more in depth today. So, let's start with honesty. It's simple. Being honest. Being truthful. Don't lie, you know? Those things are so important because the more you lie and create stories and just are very dishonest, the more people won't believe you when you are telling the truth, okay? So I want to say that again. The more that you lie and people find out about it, the more dishonest you are and people find out about it, the more people won't believe you when you do need to tell the truth. It's like the boy who cried wolf. I know a lot of you may have heard of that story before, right? If you haven't, do some research and check it out. But the boy constantly saying, wolf, 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 wolf. And then when this wolf appears, guess what? Nobody's paying attention to him. Nobody's going to believe that, right? Not only will they not believe you, but a lot of times, and especially with me, if somebody lies to me or I find out that somebody has lied to me, my trust in them drops. It decreases greatly. And it takes a while to build back up, rightfully so. Like, I do my best and I don't lie to people. And people might say, well, that's a lie. No, I know. I'm not saying I never lied in my life before, but I know how heartbreaking it could be to someone when you lie to them. So I try my best and I don't lie to people. I'm actually very honest with people, you know, because I know how hurtful it could be when somebody lies to you and when somebody lies on you. So a lot of kids that I talk to, they say, well, you know, Miss Cynthia, it's really hard to tell the truth. If you know you're in trouble with something at home and your parents say, well, who did this? Did you do this? And you say, no, you know, my sibling did it, or, you know, my cousin did it. And then they go and confront this other sibling and the sibling didn't do it. You've gotten that person in trouble for nothing. And that's not right. It's just not right. So really check yourself, really evaluate where you are and say, hey, you know what? I really need to think about what I am doing, because I don't want to hurt others and I also don't want to hurt myself, okay? Think about how that makes you look when it's discovered that you're the liar. You lie on friends at school, nobody's gonna wanna hang out with you because they may view you as the liar. But if you're honest and you're truthful and you are being honest about what you're saying, guess what? People will want to hang out with you at school. People will want to stay connected with you, okay? And so that's just a little bit of it. So I really want you to think about it. And, you know, I mentioned to the new listeners about the Listen and Learn notebook. There's a link for it in our show notes. And so if you don't have a designated notebook or paper or pen or anything like that, have your parents check that link out. If you're able to order on your own, your older child or older young adult, check that out, because it's really cool to get it and be able to have your notes and stuff in it so you can follow along each podcast episode that we publish, okay? So that's a little bit about honesty. And so in that notebook, or in a notebook or on a piece of paper, I want you to really evaluate yourself, evaluate your heart, evaluate your mind, and say, hey, how honest am I? You know, think about that, okay? It's really important, really important. On another note, let's talk about compassion, all right? Like I said, it's equally important to be compassionate about others. It's equally important to show respect towards others. And I want you all to think about that as well. Excuse me. What does being compassionate look like to you? Now, I like to help others. I like to make sure everyone is okay. I love to make sure that everyone is happy, having a good time, enjoying themselves. If someone is sad, I want for them to feel like they can talk about whatever it is that they need to talk about. And I like to give a hand, again, to those who need it. So that's me being compassionate towards others. So with you being compassionate, it's you reaching out and looking outside of your box, all right? And looking into the space of others. Now, that doesn't mean you get in their personal space, but look into the space that they are in, all right? And I know that can be hard sometimes because, you know, there's another saying, and this is a good one. We think the world revolves around us, and sometimes we are in our own world, and that's okay. Just as long as there is a balance behind it, that's fine. But I want you to try to step outside of your world and look at someone else's. Like we talked about before, put yourself in someone else's shoes, okay? Think about how they feel if you say this. Think about how they might feel if you do this, okay? That's really important. And so I want you to take the time to focus on ways that you can be compassionate. Whether it's being a listening ear to a friend that's needing help, whether it's being helpful to your parents by helping out a younger sibling. There's so many things that you can do. Giving your parents a break to relax while you do something that is more self-guided, like reading a book, playing video games if you have permission, watching a show, you know. Stepping out and doing what you can do to be compassionate for others and help others out, okay? So I want you to think about those things as we move forward. Honesty and compassion. Two big words, right? Think about those things. And when we connect again in the next week or so, we will be talking about the next life skill that we are going to enhance and make ourselves even greater than we already are. Because I know that you all are amazing and I just appreciate you all. I know you're working hard. I know that, you know, school might not be going the best for some or school might be going great for others, but you guys keep doing great. Keep being amazing. And we are going to connect again and keep talking about cool things. So parents, thank you for having your kiddos hop on. I truly appreciate you. I hope that you're doing well. For those that are getting ready to enjoy a nice break next week, please enjoy. If you're traveling, be safe. If you're hanging out and relaxing at home, that is awesome. So happy for you. But keep loving on your kids and keep fostering their amazing positive growth and development. Thank you for being here. Thank you for having them here. And thank you for always supporting this podcast. If you need to connect with us, you can connect with me on my website. It's listenandlearnllc.com. The email address is listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. We have a location in Kennesaw, Georgia, and a location in Zona Rosa, Kansas City, Missouri. Please be sure that you connect with me by email to schedule an appointment for a free consultation or just an appointment in general. But be sure you email me to make sure that I am in the location that you request. And of course, I see and connect with kids all across the globe. So feel free to email me to get something set up so that I can connect with you and your amazing family and kiddos, okay? As far as the podcast is concerned, it's great, and that's all because of you. So thank you for your continued listenership. You can listen to us on Anchor.fm, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, Amazon Alexa, wherever you listen to your podcast. Guess what? We're there. Follow us on Facebook. Our business page is Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw GA, and we have some cool and exciting photos and videos of our children in action, whether it's on a virtual call, whether it's in person. They're doing so amazing. These kids are just growing and maturing, so I love to showcase how wonderfully they're doing there, so feel free to connect with us there as well. I think that's it. You all enjoy. Reach out to me if you need, and until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.